The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
One filled interactive hour with me, Tamaran. Today on my show, I'd like to encourage my listeners to put all their stressful thoughts and ideas aside and sit back and enjoy. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves about what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more honorable and pleasurable? Those are questions I ask myself a lot. So in my crazy busy life, I've had to remember to take time out and smell the roses more and be more conscious of what I choose to do and what is best for my overall state of being, which is my health. And to me, that means mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health, which is my favorite topic. So I'm asking you to take a one-hour break from it all and let your mind be filled with ways to implement crazy fun ideas, better life-enhancing tools, tips, and techniques to guide all of us into an overall more intimate, passionate, and enjoyable life by tuning into our bodies organically using remedies only from nature. It's a win-win for all of us. And most importantly, I'll be sharing my personal life stories and bringing on co-hosts and interviewing amazing guests who are also willing to pass down their stories of life challenges and triumphs so you are able to gain clarity and feel more compassion towards yourself and others. I love my life, and I even love my work more. So listen up, because when you hang with me, Tamaran, your life will change, and always for the better. If you'd like to call in, I want to remind you the number is toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at Tamaran, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. Or hit the email host button here on my host page on voiceamerica.com, health and wellness channel, on the show Let's Figure It Out. So today, no co-host, it is me again. It's been me for the past few weeks. I've been busy making lots of changes, getting geared up for my new show theme that's coming up very soon. Almost there, just about done. It's actually taking a little bit longer than I anticipated, but it's all been good because I've been getting actually more ideas and more creativity going into it. A little bit actually is how I'm going to lead that into my topic for today. And the reason why I'm talking about this, I'm going to be talking a lot about surrender. You know, how do we let go? How do we let go in the mind? I had a good friend over last night, and we got into a huge discussion over this. And, you know, physically, how are we seeing this for people who are suffering with some type of an illness or maybe some type of a disorder or just a simple health issue that just doesn't go away? Or how are we dealing with it emotionally as well, on the mental, emotional level? Very fascinating. I have gone through some of this in my own personal life as well. So I could totally relate to my girlfriend last night when she was talking to me about her daughter. And I really understood the situation where she got at with her health, where, you know, you seem to be going around in circles and no one seems to have the answers. And instead of giving up, you get to the point where you just say to yourself, okay, I'm ready for anything. And that really is the point of surrender, I believe, anyways, where we've tried to control so much of our lives. And finally, we just get to the point where we feel like we're giving up, but the truth is that's not when we give up. It's not that we're giving up. We're giving into a higher force, a higher realm of help. So what I'd like to do is I have lots of great information to share with you guys today. And this is, I'm going to share with you the topic of surrender from a book that I use every once in a while, and it's based on very spiritual concepts, and they're healing runes, so you can pull them and read the message for you. But I went specifically to the message of surrender just to see if any of you relate to this as well. And it says here, it is through surrender that we come to recognize a force greater than ourselves, a limitless power that is available to us, a power that heals. Surrender is the highest form of conscious contact with the divine. Almost all of the world's greatest religions and spiritual paths practice some form of surrender. Drawing this rune is an invitation to turn your will and your life over to God. Not so long ago, surrender meant defeat and brought with it shame and dishonor. But on the healing journey, surrender means relinquishing control, for in so doing, we acknowledge our readiness to heal. Receiving this, you're being asked to let go of your need to control the present situation or to release any past experience that continues to trouble you. For some, this rune encourages your surrender to the feelings of being alone or abandoned by embracing your fears and moving through them hand in hand with the divine. If you are facing a critical illness, a life crisis, or if the moment has finally come to stop fighting yourself, be grateful and practice surrender. And if you do nothing else, let go and let God. For many of us, this often repeated phrase has already provided safe passage to a new way of life. If you are seeking these words for the first time, then let them make a new beginning for your healing. The true power of surrender always changes our lives. Since this rune has come to you, pray and affirm, I surrender my will to the greater will of the divine. I will to will thy will. So very powerful statement written in there, and it's kind of a little bit of what I explained as well. So I'm going to go into a little bit more detail. When I hear other people talk about their journeys of surrender, I just want to acknowledge that it is also a very, very scary place to be. And for me personally, when I've gone through different stages of my life where I was so scared because the things that I was trying to do just weren't working. And that could have been physically, like things I was eating. It could have been things I was doing in the physical world, like working out or wanting to make changes to my life or things like that. Or it could have been situations like trying to make specific relationships work, or wanting to have certain people in my life, but it just didn't seem to happen. It just seemed like the more I tried, the further it got. It was just like the closer we weren't becoming, or I couldn't understand those people, or I didn't have the skills or the tools to really understand them. So I was getting really frustrated. And so when I learned to just literally say to myself, I just need to let go, to stop worrying about it, stop trying to control it, stop trying to fix it, and just relax and know that I'll get the answers. That is when the magic occurred for me. And a lot of those things are actually happening to me right now, even in the way of, like I've been saying for the last few weeks, of wanting to change my show here on the radio. The more I've thought less about what it is that I want to do, the more ideas have come to me. So in other words, when we can relax into it and know that we're going to get the answers divinely, in other words, we could be just sitting, we could be out taking a walk, we could be doing something very relaxing and healing instead of always trying to do something. Those are the moments when you get those aha, bright ideas, or something comes to you that you've never thought of, or, in fact, the way you were thinking about something, all of a sudden you see a different perspective on the situation. So it's a very, very powerful way to learn how to surrender. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a couple of things today from an amazing book that I haven't even finished this entire book. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some very basic information about the mind and how it all connects to our emotions. And then I'm going to give you guys some other specific information about different organs in the body, very specifically to the brain. And then I'm going to close up the show and I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've tried that actually help me to teach myself how to get my body into a relaxed state of mind so that I was able to surrender. And once I learned this tool and this technique, it was easier for me to do this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you know the book that I'm referring to today is called How We Heal, and it's about understanding the mind-body-spirit connection. And it's actually written by Douglas Morrison. And this is the revised and expanded edition. All right. So what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to refer to in chapter 2, where he talks about the basic model to consider here. And it says here, health is a precious gift and far simpler to maintain than it is to regain once lost or squandered. A multitude of factors determine or influence our health, including physical ones such as nutrition, genetic inheritance, and lifestyle. However, important as these physical factors may be, our emotional and mental states also play an immense role in determining our state of health. Through an understanding of how these mental, emotional, and physical factors are related, we may see how disease is developed in the body in the first place. And once we understand how this disease is created, it becomes clear how health can be regained and maintained. Just as importantly, we can understand how disease can be prevented. All right, so he's talking about the mind here. He says, let us begin by considering a series of three mutually connected levels, which we shall refer to as the mental, emotional, and physical bodies. These three bodies may be thought of as interdependent and continually interactive with each other, yet they are distinguishable from each other. One might also say these bodies interpenetrate each other. While each body influences the others to a varying degree, there is a hierarchy wherein the physical body is encompassed by the emotional body, which is in turn encompassed by the mental body. So in other words, the mental body may be thought of as the highest of these three levels, followed by the emotional and then the physical. Conditions which exist on a higher level will eventually be made to manifest on a lower level, and any condition which exists on a lower level will have originated on the higher levels. So in other words, thought is senior to substance. All right. So in other words, all physical conditions originate on the mental level. The manner in which this occurs will be discussed. He's going to talk about a little bit here. For now, let us realize the condition of the physical body is dependent upon that. So true permanent healing of the physical body cannot occur without addressing the underlying causes on the emotional and mental levels, okay? This is why I talk about this in my introduction, all right? So I want you guys to understand, usually we always look at the physical part. We always look at the symptoms. And when you can connect with someone who's going to talk to you about how it is you're feeling and what it is you're thinking, what it is you're saying to yourself, that's when you're going to see a lot of leaps and bounds into your true health and into the path of healing. So getting back to the introduction of this, is what I'm saying is that sometimes we're trying so hard to fix something and so hard to do things physically, whether it is something we're eating or something we're doing on the physical level, that we need to learn how to let go on the emotional, mental level. So we need to learn to relax so that we can hear divine knowledge coming through. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my first break. And when I get back, I'm going to share a little bit more information. I don't want to give you guys too much data today, but there's going to be little bits where I'm going to be referring to some books and I'm going to share some of my personal experiences as well. And hopefully you guys will understand the concept that I'm trying to put out there for you guys today. So I want to remind you, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more about letting go after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today we're talking about surrender and how do we get into a state where we can actually let go. So I'm giving a little bit of technical information, and then at the end of the show I'm going to share with you guys some secrets, some tips of things that I've used that have been really, really helpful for me when I've gone through some really stressful things in my life. But I want to remind you guys, please check out my new YouTube channel called Let's Figure It Out Live by Tamron K. We're starting to make the videos, so things are going to be up on there. It's going to be videos about upcoming shows, things I like to refer people to, and just some fun stuff on there. So looking forward to doing that. So please subscribe to that so you can see what's going on. A lot of people always ask me what I'm doing now. So there you go. You guys will be able to connect with me there. If you do have any questions or comments, please feel free. Call in during the show. Even though these shows are recorded, it's always interesting that I hear a lot of people listen after. So if you do have the time to call in now, you know, it'll be other people that are going to gain knowledge from some of the questions that you guys have. So do so by calling 1-866-472-5792. Or if you do have other questions or comments about things about the show, or if you have questions about something that you're going through, maybe it could end up being a show topic for me. Please email me at Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. You can always hit my email host button here on the host page here at Voice America Health and Wellness Channel as well. That comes directly into my email. And if you do feel connected to me, I'm always willing to offer private consultations that can be done over the phone or Skype or whatever. Email me again about that. I can provide you with some further information on how I do that. People who do actually consult consultations with me are usually people that who are going through really stressful situations and just sort of need some guidance for a little while on maybe what it is they need to be focusing on or how can they get their body out of that stress mode. And I do sometimes have a lot of people on the show that have great programs or they know other people that are doing wonderful things. So it can be anywhere in the aspect of health, relationships, sexual relationships, or life direction. Very popular for people right now. I also have my group program, which is called the Elixir of Life, which is my 28-day personal transformation program. We run this as an intimate group setting over the phone for 28 days. So that's once a week we get together for about an hour to an hour and a half. And when you join, I send you all the bonus materials, which are the recipes, nutrition tips, journals, and topics of discussion, all the things that I use on a regular basis as well that help me. So it's there to give to you guys as a bonus. And you always have an opportunity to win to try and be in that program because the value is $1,400 Canadian. So you have to listen up to the end of the show and I tell you how you can actually win to be in that program. All right. So again, today we are talking about surrender. How do we learn to let go? Well, I was saying a little bit before the break there that we have to understand that even if, you know, we're struggling with something stressful in the physical world, whether we've got a physical ailment or a disease or something in our life that's just recurring and we can't seem to find the answers. It could be something stressful that's happening in our relationships as well, too. But when we understand that the physical and the emotional and the mental bodies are all sort of connected, it can change people's lives. It certainly changed my life. And I'm hearing more and more people learning how to tap into this, and it's very, very powerful. So I really wanted to share with this. So I am taking information again from a book called How We Heal, Understanding the Mind-Body-Spirit Connection by Douglas Morrison. So I just want to share a little bit more because he's going to talk very specific here about some glands, and we can sort of connect some dots here. So he says here, the physical body is useful to consider the physical, emotional, and mental bodies and how they interact with one another. The physical body is the tangible vehicle of the flesh and the blood, which we are all familiar with and which most of us identify almost completely. The physical body exists primarily in the realm of matter. And next is the emotional body, which in most cases is quite firmly fused with the physical body as a result of tremendous resistance and considerable levels of suppressed emotion. Okay? The emotional body is a more subtle or finer vehicle of which most people are ordinarily less aware than they are more of the tangible physical vehicle. Yet each of us is somewhat aware of its existence, although we may not think of it much. This more subtle and less tangible level is nonetheless quite real of a finer, less dense form of energy than matter, which is a more crystallized form of energy. Okay? So the function of the emotional body can be well understood by careful study of the scale of emotions. And this is really what I want to get at today because this I find is absolutely fascinating. So what we're going to do is he's going to explain there's 7 levels of emotion. And he says, number one, this is the route where we want to get to. Enthusiasm is like the highest level of emotion. Well, the organ, the specific organ that's affected in the physical body is the pineal gland, okay? That is in your brain, all right? And I'm going to get into a little bit more detail about the pineal glands and stuff. First, I just want to describe you guys some of these things, and then I want to get into, you know, where that affects us in the body. So pain is the emotion that we're dealing with as well, and that affects the pituitary gland, all right? If we're suffering from anger, anger affects the thyroid or the parathyroid gland, okay? Fear, this will fascinate a lot of you guys, fear affects thymus and heart, okay? A lot of people are suffering from a lot of heart ailments, heart issues, blood pressure, all kinds of stuff. I see a lot of that, and it's usually because of deep-rooted fears that they have. and not knowing how to deal with the fear. So this is why I'm talking about the act of surrender, because when we can learn how to put the physical body into a state where we can learn how to surrender on an emotional and physical level, the fear starts to go away in our life and the physical ailments then start to dissipate. Okay. Grief. When you're dealing with grief, it's going to affect the pancreas and our adrenals. Okay. So just think about that. Every time, say grief is a big one for broken relationships, people passing away. It could be something along the lines of where we had an expectation of something and it just never panned out. In fact, it never got close. That's actually a sense of grief. And I've gone through a lot of grief in my life and I never actually understood it. It wasn't until I had actually gone to a natural path where he explained to me that I had had repetitive patterns of grief in my life. And that's why I was so tired all the time. It was because I was suffering from grief. Okay. So it was wiping me out energetically. I was exhausted all the time. All right. So apathy, that affects our spleen. Okay, and being in an unconscious realm affects our gonads. So in other words, unconscious, I don't mean unconscious like you're knocked out unconscious, but what I'm saying is when you're not paying attention to anything at all, that's a level of unconsciousness. Okay, so that can affect our gonads. All right, so what I want to do now is I want to go in and I want to talk a little bit about the first one, again, where he talks about the emotion of enthusiasm. So, and that's what I said earlier, it affects the pineal gland. These are some of the ones that I really want to focus on, these first two areas of the brain, so that hopefully you guys will understand some of this stuff today. So it runs up from the bottom, from enthusiasm, pain, all the way up. So he's going to briefly define some of them. So I want to focus on enthusiasm right now. At the top of the scale of the emotions, we are free from all judgment and resistance and capable of seeing things as they are and making choices. Neither true choice or free agency is really possible in the absence of enthusiasm, for wherever there is less than enthusiasm, there is resistance. Okay, so the resistance creates all that fear, and we have all this resistance before we can surrender. Okay, this resistance automatically removes the possibility of full awareness in the given situation, for whenever there is any degree of resistance, we are no longer capable of undistorted perception. We cannot be free, we cannot make free choices if we are not fully aware of what our choices actually are. Many times we think we have free agency, and yet really we are simply playing old tapes of preconditioned reactive behavior. Enthusiasm is at the level at which we can receive the experiences of life and accept them as what they are without resistance. So the emotion of enthusiasm is said to be associated with the pineal gland, which helps regulate the entire endocrine system. Okay, so if we look at that, the entire endocrine system, okay, that is a lot of hormones that are being released and a lot of glands that are being affected. And so this is what I want to share with you guys, just very briefly, in the pineal gland, what it is actually responsible for, okay? So we're not going to have time to get all this done before the next commercial. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to share a little bit of it. And then maybe after the break, we'll come back into this and I'll share some more, because this is fascinating stuff and it's going to make you think about a lot of the people that you know, and it could even be yourself. So the pineal gland was called the third eye by ancient people, and it was thought to have mystical powers. This is why the French philosopher decided that the pineal gland was the seat of the human soul, the location of what we call the mind. The pineal does not contain a complete map of the visual field of the eyes. It plays several significant roles in human functioning. The pineal gland is important to this discussion. First, there is the center for the production of the hormone melatonin. Melatonin is implicated in a wide range of human activities. It regulates daily body rhythms, most notably the day-night cycle. Melatonin is released in the dark during sleep. So the recent melatonin craze sweeping through the health-conscious community makes claims that the hormone slows the aging process, prevents jet lag, is implicated in seasonal affective disorder, and it coordinates fertility and allows for deep, restful sleep patterns. Okay, so I just want to review. I'm not going to go into more detail before the break, but think about this. When we are suffering and we've got all of these issues going on where we're not getting the melatonin in our brain, the thing we need to do most is sleep. When you're super stressed and you're feeling really run down and yet you feel like your body is old, like it's a good physical symptom. When your body feels achy and it's not doing what it normally would be doing, it is a sign that you need to sleep more because this is the area of the brain that is affected. Okay. So when I get back from the break, I'm just going to share a little bit more about the melatonin because this whole anti-aging sensation is the reason why I want to focus on it is because a lot of people say to me that I don't look my age. And the reason why is because I have a technique that I use. And that's what people pick up on is this way that I do it. So they feel that I'm younger and it's a technique that I use. So what I'm going to do is take my next break. And when I get it back, I'm going to share that with you. And just want to remind you, this is Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more about how do we surrender after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
No matter what you have tried, healing is always possible. Learning about healing, what it is, and what it can do brings a much clearer understanding of the process. Listen for the Healing Power Hour with Suzanne Hill. Our program will help you understand your own body so that you can understand how you can reduce or eradicate any negative health issues that you might be dealing with. Healing is energy-based, and by learning how it works, you help yourself. Tune in to the Healing Power Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today I am talking about surrender. How do we surrender? How do we let go in the mind when we're feeling really stressed or if we're dealing with a situation and it's just not getting better? This could be on the physical level. It could be something physically that we have, or this could be a relationship issue or something along that lines where we just don't know what to do anymore. And the act of letting go of not needing to know all the answers sometimes, and when we take a step back is when we can begin to heal. Because when we take time to really relax and And to allow our bodies to go into a deeper state of relaxation is when we get knowledge, we get information, and it gives our body a chance to heal. Okay, many of us are living crazy, crazy lives, myself included, and I can't share that enough with you guys how often I've had to learn to just take a step back. If there's things that I need done, do I need to delegate? Do I need to get people, you know, start saying no to things, or do I just need to take more time out for myself? So before I get back to all that, though, I want to share the information again with you guys. Please remember to check out my YouTube channel, Let's Figure It Out Live by Tamron K. There'll be lots of videos coming up, so I want to make sure that everybody's subscribed to that. If you do have any questions for me, please feel free to email me at Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com, or you can hit the email host button here on Voice America Wellness Channel. That comes directly to me. If you feel connected to me, I'm always willing to offer private consultations that can be done over the phone. So email me about that as well. And I do offer my group program, which is called the Elixir of Life, a 28-day personal transformation. It's an intimacy program where we get together once a week for a month for about an hour to an hour and a half. And I send you all the bonus materials, which are the recipes, nutrition tips, journals, and topics of discussion. Okay, so you can win. You get a chance to win how to be in that program. If you listen up to the end of the show every week, I tell you how you guys can win to be in that, because it is a value of $1,400 Canadian. Okay. So I'm going to get back a little bit. I've been talking about some information from a book called How We Heal, Understanding the Mind-Body-Spirit Connection by a man by the name of Douglas Morrison. So he was talking about the different aspects of emotions and what glands it actually affects. So he was talking a little bit about the pineal gland, and I talked about that a little bit before the break, and I just want to go back and share a little bit more information here, where the pineal gland is actually responsible for melatonin. Okay, so melatonin, it is released in the dark during the time that we sleep. I'm just reviewing a little bit here. The recent craze about the health conscious community makes claims that the hormone slows down the aging process, okay? Now, this aging process is a defense against your free radicals. In other words, it can give you more energy if you just learn how to relax more and to get more sleep. Okay, so it can do other things like prevent jet lag. It can prevent your SAD, the seasonal affective disorder, coordinates your fertility, and it allows for deep restful sleep patterns. Okay, it's an ancient hormone that is found through the animal kingdom. In reptiles, the birds and the pineal is so close to the skin, it needs no interaction with the eye to register day and night cycles. Okay, in these animals, the pineal gland is the master clock. But in mammals, however, the pineal gland is subordinate to the eye system. So light severely curtails the production of melatonin. All right. So melatonin has been shown to inhibit the growth of metastases in some tumors in experimental animals and may therefore play a role in cancer inhibition. Removal of the pineal gland or the reduction in melatonin output have been implicated in the increased incidence of breast cancer in laboratory animals. Patients who have breast cancer have lower levels of melatonin in the blood. Okay, so there's a sign for you guys right there. The hormone has been known to be protective against genetic damage, and it has a stimulatory effect on the immune system. Okay. The anti-cancer role of melatonin in humans is not established yet, but in study involving blind women, melatonin production was found to be higher at all times. So they're seeing it. They're seeing patterns here. So let's wait and see what they come up with yet. I don't want to go on too much longer, but I just want to share one more thing here. The pineal gland has been implicated in a number of disorders, including cancer, sexual dysfunction, hypertension, epilepsy, and Paget's disease. The pineal gland calcifies with age, and melatonin production correspondingly decreases. This decline in melatonin has been suggested to be a trigger for the aging process. Okay, so what I was talking about earlier, there was a technique that I learned many, many years ago when I was under a severe amount of stress. I have done radio shows specifically about this topic, and the topic I'm talking about is meditation. I suggest that to everyone. And when I talk about learning how to meditate, what I'm not meaning is that you need to sit there for hours and hours on a day. You don't have to travel off and go climb a mountain somewhere. But when you can learn how to control and focus the mind and learn how to let go, that is what meditation is all about. It's training the brain so that you're not thinking about the things that are normally stressing you out. All right? So, and where do we focus? We focus on the mind. We focus on the middle of the brain. So if you are to imagine the point between your the middle point between your ears, and then you go the other way through your brain, and you think about the middle point through the tip of your nose, sort of on the edge of your forehead there, and you meet the same point. So you're meeting the same spot within your brain in between your ears. That point right there is where the pineal gland is located. So this is where I'm talking about today. So when you want to focus on meditation, when you need to slow down, when you're totally stressed out, what you do is you focus on that point of the brain and you start focusing on your breath. And the minute you catch yourself thinking about something, you need to come back to your breath. Okay, this can something that you can do anywhere. You can close your office door. You could take a break at work. If you're stressed out with someone, you could take 10 to 20 minutes of your time and to focus on that part of the brain. Okay, when you can learn how to not think about and try not to control is when your body is going to get into the actual process of surrender. Okay, this is all connected. This is why I'm giving you guys a little bit of all this different information today. Okay, so when you focus on that aspect of the body, it's going to heal and it's going to affect the endocrine system, which are all the glands, and it's where all these other hormones are going to be released. All right, so it's extremely, extremely effective to learn how to do some basic meditation techniques. If you like it and it's you're noticing a huge effect, if your stress levels are going down, by all means, pick up another thing, pick up a CD on meditation, pick up some books on it, join a meditation group, just do something, okay? But I encourage you guys to start out very small. You can go back to my show that I did on meditation. Maybe I'll look it up during the break. I can't remember which day it was that I did it on here on Voice America. But a very simple way to learn how to meditate is literally counting your breath. So this is what I do sometimes if I don't have a guided meditation tape to listen to. I go and I start and I focus on that part of the brain. And what I do is I sit there and I take one breath in through my belly. And as I'm releasing, I'm counting up. I want to get to the number 10. Believe it or not, trying to get to the number 10 of breathing and not thinking about absolutely anything else is actually quite difficult. So what you do is you count to number 1, you take a breath out, you focus on the mind, you take another breath in, you count to number 2, you take a breath out. If you catch yourself thinking about something, you have to go back to number 1. This is the power of it. You don't keep going. Challenge yourself. And this is how you're going to learn how to see how easy you can learn how to focus. And it can be challenging more days than others. On a day when there's not a lot of stress or not a lot of chaos going on in your life, it's going to be a lot easier to get there. But on the days where you really need it the most, this is where the training comes in. Okay, so even start training yourself how to do this, because in the moment of need, or if you're in a stressful situation and you don't know how to fix it, if you don't have the answers, if you're scared to death and you don't know what to do, go back and learn this technique and allow yourself to slow down, because by the end of doing this process, you will have some answers. Because you're allowing yourself to connect with higher knowledge. You're allowing yourself to connect with God. It's your divine knowledge. It's only meant for you. All right. So this is why I read that little quote at the beginning of the show, is when we connect to something that is so pure and so loving that the information is going to come from a different place, because it's not coming from a place of fear. Okay. So very, very important to teach you guys how to do this. All right. If you do have any questions at all, please contact me. I know it sounds wacko. It sounds a little bit crazy, but it's these little simple things that we can learn how to do that are going to change our lives. And I'm seeing a lot more people dealing with stress and anxiety than I have ever seen before. I don't know how many people come to me and say to me, they have anxiety issues. Teenagers have anxiety issues. What things would they have anxiety over? There's just so much pressure. So these are things that we can learn how to do. And the deep breathing is through the belly. It's not through the lungs. It's when you breathe into your belly and you fill up your belly and then you exhale from the belly. Okay. So it's a deep, deep, relaxing breath. All right, so before I continue with any further information, I'm going to go on to the pituitary gland. That's another part of the brain, and it is connected. So these two things do connect. So I'm hoping to get that information out to you guys by the end of the show because I've only got one more little piece left. So what I'm going to do is take my break now, and when I get back, I'll continue on with that. So just to remind yourself, it's Tamarine, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamarine, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamarine. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamarine at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamarine, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today I'm talking about how do we let go? How do we surrender in the mind when we are dealing with a physical ailment or just a lot of emotional stress? So what I've done is I've taken some information from a book called How We Heal, Understanding the Mind-Body-Spirit Connection. It's written by Douglas Morrison. And I want to just make sure I close the show because he talked a little bit about the different levels of emotion and how that affects very specific areas of the body, very specific to the brain. All right. So again, we talked a little bit about enthusiasm and how it affects the pineal gland, but the next level emotion he talks about in his book is pain. Pain is something I am sure every single one of us has dealt with or is still dealing with in our lives. And it says here in the book, at the pain level, we are no longer enthusiastic with respect to some area of life. We are in a state of resistance. Although our level of awareness is still fairly high, we are unwilling to lovingly receive the full experience. However, our experiences are but a reflection of our own inner creative resistance to these experiences. And it is the source of our pain, whether the pain is physical, emotional, or otherwise. We wish things to be other than they really are, and we react with contraction, and this causes pain. So the pituitary gland resonates to the emotion of pain. All right, so I personally can relate to that. So it's just like thinking, what I was saying is that if in an area of your life is that you're not getting the results that you want, it starts to trigger something and we start to get stressed. Okay, so this pituitary gland that he's talking about, it's a tiny organ, which is the size of a pea, and it's found at the base of the brain. And as the master gland of the body, it produces and secretes many hormones that travel throughout the body, directing certain processes, stimulating other glands to produce different types of hormones. This pituitary gland controls the biochemical processes important to our well-being. So I just want to quickly go over what some of these glands are responsible for in hormones, okay? Because you guys might relate to some of these. Prolactin, which stimulates the milk production from the breasts after childbirth to enable nursing. It also affects our sex hormone levels from ovaries in women and from testes in men. Growth hormone. This is the GH, the stimulate growth in childhood, and it is important for maintaining a healthy body composition and a well-being in adults. In adults, it's important for maintaining muscle mass as well as bone mass. It also affects the fat distribution in the body. ACTH, I can't even pronounce it, so I'm going to use the symbol ACTH. It stimulates the production of the cortisol by the adrenal glands, and cortisol is called the stress hormone, which is vital to our survival. It helps to maintain our blood pressure and blood glucose levels. Thyroid-stimulating hormone, the TSH. It stimulates the thyroid gland, which regulates the body's metabolism, energy, growth, and nervous system activity. This hormone is also vital to our survival. Okay, one or two more here I just want to quickly share with you is the ADH. It regulates our water balance. So if this hormone was not released properly, it can lead to too little hormone called diabetes or too much, okay, called syndrome of inappropriate ADH. Okay, both of these affect our kidneys. So diabetes is affected in that as well. All right. And that affects the glucose in our bodies. The LH, okay, this hormone regulates testosterone in men and estrogen in women. And lastly, the FSH, the follicle stimulating hormone, it promotes the sperm production in men and stimulates the ovaries to enable ovulation in women. So luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone work together to cause normal function in the ovaries and testes. Okay, so do you see why it is important that we are staying focused on a very vital area of our body, which is the brain? And when we can learn how to do things that are very simple and can teach us how to calm down, all these glands, all these hormones can be rebalanced and can keep ourselves in a state of true health. So it sounds wacky, but it's true that if you can learn how to calm the mind, if you calm your emotions, if you calm down what you're thinking about, the physical body will follow. Too many of us, including myself, was always trying to work on the physical part first, and I was getting frustrated because I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. And I've said it over and over and over again. I talk about this on the first day of my program. Every time I get together with people is that if I was to say what is one thing that changed my life, what changed my health was when I learned how to meditate, was when I learned how to slow down and to just take time out and relax, because it's during those moments of deep relaxation that I could hear myself think. It's like you hear knowledge from a different realm is the only way I can explain it. It's like you get information, you get things that you've never thought about before. It's like those deep moments of aha, okay, now I know what I need to do. And I'm going to be very honest and share that those deep moments of aha are usually completely opposite of what I was already trying to do, okay? So it was divine answers of things that I was looking for. And so if you learn how to meditate, this can get you there. It can be crucial in your health. I'm not saying it's all the answers, but I'm saying It is very, very important. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish up and talk a little bit about what they were talking here about the pituitary gland and the examples of the emotional pain that we can be suffering from if our pituitary gland is not balanced, okay? Sadness. Sadness involves bottled up feelings of grief or disappointment. Choking back those tears can take a lot of energy, leaving you feeling drained, burdened, and achy. Sadness should not be confused with depression. You should consult with your doctor and be completely honest about any alcohol or drugs you have been using to cope. If you're suffering from depression, becoming abstinent may help improve it, as depression is sometimes caused by the alcohol or the drug use. Talk to your doctor about whether this is a possibility before taking any form of antidepressants. Okay? Unexpressed anger. Anger releases adrenaline, which increases muscle tension and speeds up our breathing. So this is the fight part of the fight-flight response. Without being expressed, the anger causes long-term tension. Okay, you need to express yourself. You need to do this so that you can de-stress. Anxiety, as with anger, anxiety, worry, or fear releases adrenaline. This generally results in jumpiness, a tendency to startle easily, the inability to relax, the feeling of being immobilized or stuck, okay? In some people, anxiety is a symptom of an anxiety disorder, and prescription medication can help. However, some anti-anxiety medication is addictive. Anxiety can be induced by alcohol or drugs, and quitting alcohol and drugs can resolve the symptoms. So tell your doctor about any alcohol or drug use to ensure you're properly diagnosed and treated. The last emotion I want to talk about is shame or guilt. Shame and guilt often result in the feeling of butterflies or a weight in the stomach. Common among people with addictions and chronic pain, shame is worsened by the need for secrecy and the inability to do things for yourself. All right. So those specific emotions are going to be affecting that pituitary gland, which in turn can affect some of the hormones that I was talking about that are being released in the body. So it can be affecting, like I said, the thyroid hormones. It can be affecting your growth hormones. Okay. It can be affecting the water balance in your body. So this is the connection I want all of you people to understand, is that you need to look at the mental and the emotional parts of your body in order to true health that we are all looking for. All right. So if you do have any questions, please contact me and I will guide you to some amazing people that can help you. So as again, end of the show, I want to know, did you guys learn anything by listening to me today? And are you understanding your body from a different perspective? Does this make more sense to you? And did I empower you? And would you like to learn more? If so, then I want to hear from you, because I have an amazing free gift that I'm willing to give out to one lucky person every month. But you have to click on the email host button here on my host page with Voice America. Let's figure it out. You have to send me an email through this site and I put them in a big lucky bowl. I want to know what you learned after the specific topic. You have to explain the theme of the show and what was your aha or your takeaway moment. Be specific, and everyone who enters has a chance every month to win to be in my signature program called the Elixir of Life. It's my 28-day personal intimacy program where you're connected with me through weekly support calls, free nutrition tips, loads of simple yet delicious recipes, a free journal, and my signature remedy called the Elixir of Life, which helps to reduce anxiety and keeps you grounded. It's a value of $1,400 Canadian. So if you want to know more, connect with me. Do it now, because this is your chance, and I'm very excited because this is my way of giving back.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamarun again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.